Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Okay, welcome back to hour number two on the Gone Fishing Show, Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. Phone number 904-296-2692. I think we have a caller on the line. Let's go with Sam.
I bet we do.
How about it, Sam?
All right, how you doing?
All right, my friend, how you been?
Oh, I've been all right.
Good. I guess you're calling. You might have an answer for me, huh?
Yes, Tsunami, and it's 8. Ed.
Okay. All right. Who's the rest of the advertisers on there? Name all eight of them.
What page? You got Rick's Bait and Tackle.
Okay.
You got Black Creek Marina.
Okay.
And wait a minute. Can't hardly see it in the glass.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
Wait a minute. Trying to see.
I have that.
He's already said Tsunami, so he's good there.
Yep. Tsunami, Black Creek, Rick's.
So you got 1, 2, 3, 4 more to name.
Starlin Marlin. Okay.
Snarlin.
And Air Marine.
Okay.
B&W Company.
That's right. B&W Company. That's correct.
Found his
Six
breath.
Mile Fishing Company.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Six Mile Fish Co.
Oh, you, yep.
got, you, got, one
oh,
you
got one more?
One more.
All right.
One more?
Yep.
Yes, right below Tsunami.
Right below. Real guy.
That's the,
right.
real
Keith
guy. The real
Keith
guy.
The real guy. The real guy.
Congratulations.
All right,
you just
good
won a
job,
prize,
my
man,
friend.
102.3 FM, the
right.
Gone Fishing Radio Show.
What size T-shirt would you like?
A pocket T-shirt.
Oh, I need two of them. About you?
Well, I got one for you.
Okay.
We got
extra large.
Extra large, okay. And that is Sam. And do you know where Rick's Bait and Tackle is, Sam?
Yes.
Okay.
Sam, you said you need two of them. Sam, who's the other one for?
Yeah.
Hello, Sam. Sam.
Uh-huh.
You said that you needed two T-shirts?
Who's the other one for?
Who's the other one for?
My fishing buddy.
Okay. I followed me.
I tell you what.
Child. You know what? We'll give you a second.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. When
What's
you
that?
Come to pick yours up, $5 will get you a second one.
Tell them that Captain Don Taylor sent you, and we'll get you one.
All right. Button.
All right.
All right, my friend. Pick that up at Rick's Bait and Tackle. Anytime All after right. tomorrow morning, I'll have it there.
Okay, then.
All right, my friend. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
Participating. Thank you, bud.
All right. So Sam got that one. All right, let's knock out the next question here. All right, on page 17.
Is this for a gold prize pack, though, Joe?
This is for a gold prize pack. On page 17 of the July issue.
Do we have any gold?
What AC company is located on that page? On page 17 of the July issue of the Fishing Connection, what air conditioning company is located on that page? First one to call me with the correct answer wins a gold prize pack. 904-296-2692. Gone Fishing Show in Jacksonville, Florida.
Anyway, so Joe, so right before the break, so did I help cover everything that you were asking regarding being a charter captain?
Right.
I did talk to Captain Don Stokes over at Sea School a few weeks back. I went on one of his sailboat cruise, Sunset Cruise things.
Yeah.
Fran and I did. And he said there's been a lot of them come through there. A lot of captains come through last year. The number was really high from what I remember. It was about 100 or so. He said all of them weren't getting they were getting the OUPV, but they were going into different areas of they were, like some of them weren't going to be just charter captains. Some of them were going to be, I guess, different things that they can use their license for.
All right, hold on, we got
two callers.
We got a couple of them. We got to take the top one. All right, let's go with number one. Is that Christine?
Yeah, Christine.
Hey, young lady, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. It's Lloyd's Heating and Air Conditioning.
That is correct.
Lloyd's Heating and Air. That is correct.
Correct.
Yep. Great company.
Now, Miss Christine, do you fish?
I'll tell you what. I'll give you a clue with Miss Christine. The next question will involve Christine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess she does fish.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. You win your gold prize pack, young lady, and you know where you can pick that up.
I do.
That's good. All right. I'm not going to mention where you're at because that's going to be involved in the next question.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right, sweetie. See you later.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Let me put this next question out.
We're just running through them, aren't we?
Yeah. On the inside of the last page, what is the name of the Minn Kota repair company listed on that page for a free T-shirt? On the inside of the last page, what is the name of the Minn Kota repair company listed on that page for a free T-shirt?
And they are also the authorized.
296-2692, and they are the authorized Minn Kota dealer. Let's just give you a hint. Let's say they're over
don't
around.
Give them a hint.
Yeah,
I just no, that. No that hints.
Pretty,
no
that was
hints.
A pretty big
hint.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious!
I was gonna say on the last segment when we were talking about Captain Don here. One of the big things as far as being a captain, it's I don't want
to
use any
they have to
inappropriate.
Be gentle.
Yes, be gentle. Be kind. I have been out and doing R&D with him. We've also fished tournaments together. And you know, we've gotten into some sticky situations, but just being able to keep cool, level-headed.
You mean not lose your mind?
Yeah,
other people do?
There are some people out there, some captains in and around Jacksonville that just lose their beans. And yeah. I'm telling you, just having that cool demeanor and being able to be on the boat and just, you know, keeping it together, I will say that I've been with people. You know, fishing with people before, we're just, you know, screaming and yelling and acting a fool.
They almost act like there's a bump in the road, right?
Oh, God.
You know. I'm not throwing any names or anything like that out there, but I have had, you know, I have fished with my fair share of, you know, gentlemen and or not gentlemen. But yeah, I would have to give that to you.
A gentleman?
Yeah, yeah, you're totally a gentleman.
Well,
yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you.
You keep your cool.
Thank you.
I mean, you haven't smacked me once, so.
Yeah, we've had a few issues. What was it? We got stranded. We bottomed out once.
When you get stranded, we just don't look
at it. Yeah, mm-hmm. We hit the tide wrong.
Wasn't for hours, though.
No. Yeah, about 20 minutes.
We had, 30-mile-an-hour winds and current running. Oh,
yeah,
over
we tried. We put in one day at Saw Pit, and I never launched there, but I was we launched there that day, and it was fine launching. And
it was beautiful all day,
gorgeous.
And then, oh, my goodness.
We were fishing way up north, and then we were starting recovering the boat. The tide was just absolutely just smoking going out, and the wind was happened to be blowing the same direction as the tide. And when I was recovering the boat, the current kept pushing the boat to the side, and there was no way to. I'm talking about like turning the whole boat sideways,
yeah,
that kind of deal.
I backed the truck up and the trailer and all, and I was standing there I didn't know what to do. I was like, I just felt terrible.
One of the few times that I had a hard time getting on the trailer, you know. I mean, it was where
he kept
the,
us cool.
The guidepost is, you know, there's a little piece underneath it that scratched my boat at the bottom down there. And
wow.
Which is part of it, you know.
904-296-2692. Listening to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. Stand by. We'll return shortly.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at Real Keeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give Real Keeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future. power commitment.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600, a big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp, 757-1600. Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2016 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2016 fishing season with a new Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff, online at bbms.com. Let's get back to some fishy business with a Gone Fishing radio show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing radio show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, welcome back. I'm going to throw this question back out there again. On the inside of the last page, what is the name of the Minn Kota repair company listed on that page for a free Fishing Connection t-shirt? First caller and give me the name of that company. All right. We've got Elizabeth in the studio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
We got Captain Don Taylor with Inshore Outdoors.
Fishing.
And fishing?
Fishing. With the G.
Yeah, because it could be like rock climbing or...
Yes, Inshore Outdoors fishing.
Yeah,
with
it could
the
be
G.
anything. But with Don, it could be anything.
Yeah, you never know, buddy. Yeah. You got to keep guessing.
Hey, whatever pays the bills, right?
And American Trappers, you got issues with some critters? This man will get them for you. You contact Jeff Altman, American Trappers. You find a Facebook page.
I have
for
about
American
10
Trappers.
Armadillos that have decided to seek nests underneath my my back shed.
I know a guy.
I know a guy too. I might have to have you come over. I walked outside middle of the day. They're in my backyard. My dogs walked out and they just looked at them like
they
what
make
are,
terrific
what
pets.
What are you?
They are
the
good
world
pets.
Because they
thing.
Can't see in here, right?
Yeah, isn't they're that? Pretty much they're pretty much blind.
They're nocturnal, too.
But they carry leprosy.
Pretty much, yes, they can carry leprosy.
So
and every year we have probably 10 to 15 cases of leprosy in Florida.
Yeah, so no joke.
Leprosy?
Yeah, they carry leprosy.
Yeah.
That's
so they're
directly
yeah,
related to
some,
armadillos.
Some mom and dad... I don't know, armadillos decided to have babies behind my shed, and it is ridiculous.
Oh, the little ones are cute.
I don't care. They need to be gone. So, yes, right. American Trapper, right?
Yep.
There
American
you go.
American Trapper. Check Jeff out over there.
And if you've got a boat dock and you're having some bird issues up in there and birds are pooping on your nice, pretty boat, we can, you know, solve that problem, too.
Adjust that dilemma.
Yeah. We can make them go away.
Safely?
Yeah.
Of course. Every
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I remember right, the last time I was on the show, he had a raccoon. He'd just come off, you know, come out of the whatever job you were doing, and you'd just got done, like, finished trapping a raccoon.
That poor little guy.
I know. It hissed at. It was.
He's all nice and cute till he rips your fingers off.
Yeah, scratches your eyeballs out.
Right. Well, so. According to Mr. Rick Hale at Rick's Bait and Tackle, apparently, he got the word that we will have some fishing going to take place in August. Oh, does anybody have a snapper date yet?
I don't.
Nobody knows.
I haven't heard.
They're supposed to be opening up for 2 weekends. Mm-hmm. But
3-day weekends.
Yes, sir.
6 whole days.
I think I'm going to get out there and try it. You know, I'm not big on that offshore stuff, but I think I'm going to.
You should do it in a kayak, Don.
No.
You're not going to do it off of here at a kayak. You can go to, what, south and west coast?
Yeah, over near Destin and things like that.
Rather,
oh, my gosh, a half
boat,
mile offshore.
Out there, you know, that's doing that, you know.
Yeah, half mile's only like 5 minutes paddle in the big deal.
Yeah.
Where are you talking about going to? Like Steenheck or somewhere?
No, like Destin and Pensacola area. Yeah, all that.
Yeah, I mean, run down there.
They've got coops out there, and you just pedal half a mile offshore, and you're right on top of them.
Yeah, I just don't care for that. I think here we have to run like what 40, 50 miles offshore to get in pretty deep water?
No, they're going, what, 10, 15 miles out?
Yeah, out of Jackson.
Getting snapper?
Yeah, get a snapper 15.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And how deep of water is that out there, about 80, 90 feet?
Well, we were 8 miles off when we went out in the media boat, and we were in 40 to 50.
Okay, so that's about right then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try it. I've been wanting to do it.
In your boat?
No, not my boat. I got somebody who invited me. But
nice.
I just, that whole offshore.
We should get a big group of people together and just because, yeah, it's only 2 weekends.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, hey.
That'd be awesome.
If I'm not mistaken, do they actually, do they have a limit? Exactly. Do they have a limit? Is there a size limit on the snappers when you're out there? I know you can keep one, correct?
No, you can keep one any size.
One of any size, right?
So what you do is you just sort of throw the small ones back till you get your good one.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get a good snapper. There's plenty
there's
out
plenty
there.
There's plenty to be had, oh, for sure.
And I have not presented this to Rick yet.
What kind of rig do you use for fishing for those guys out there?
Just simple bottom rigs, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, bottom
like a rig or something?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, 8 to 10 ounce lead.
Lead, yep.
Good swivel, probably 80 pound leader, and
you
know,
yep.
Nice
I think
hook.
Last year, mine was the biggest on the boat, wasn't it? That thing was a beast.
Sure, yeah, it was.
I have not presented this to Rick yet, but it's in the back of my mind. But
seriously
thinking of putting together, in the name of the Gone Fishing Show and the Fishing Connection, a head boat charter.
I'm all for that.
That's cool.
I'd do it, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I would too.
We will hook up maybe with someone out at Mayport and see if we can make some arrangements or something and try to maybe get some discounted pricing and see if we can get the whole boat, you know.
My buddy Chad Duncan, he's been running the, I think it's team, is it Team Buck Rogers? Is that right?
Yeah.
Chad's been running on his days off. He's a fireman, and on his days off, he's been running the Team Buck Rogers boat. And he said that bite's been really, really good out there. So
that'd
be an option. I could, you know, ask him or Chad. I think it's Chad Starling, I think it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I talked to Bo Hall the other day at B&M, and he said the bite had been pretty good. He runs, I think, the Majesty. That's not right.
Majesty and the Princess.
And don't quote me on all that. I think he said
the Princess too.
Right.
And the other captains.
So, I sure miss Captain George, though, you know.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, that was a wealth of knowledge right there.
Captain George Strait. He'd come into the bait shop sometimes, and he's just, that man's full of stories, boy.
What, he passed away?
No, he didn't pass away.
No, he's retired. No,
retired.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
He retired.
He hangs out at Time Out Sports Grill.
Yeah.
No,
on Beach Boulevard.
Yeah. On the beach, really?
Like one of Elizabeth's hangouts.
Yeah. No, so, if you guys want some.
Well, I used to deliver that place, chicken wings.
Did you?
Yep. Come around the back door.
Yep. Captain George sits right there on the corner bar stool.
I'll be darned. Yes, I didn't know he hung out there.
Yes, sir. Now everybody knows. Now Captain George is going to be like, Elizabeth, thank you tell everybody.
That's cool, though.
So, that would be awesome. Maybe do a giveaway, you know, a free ticket.
Why don't we try to line that up during when a snapper thing comes
through? Well, it's too soon.
That ain't going to happen.
No, it ain't going to.
You ain't going to get a headboat during snapper
time. How big a boat is a headboat? How many
60 to 80 foot?
Yeah.
God. How many people do you think we're going to take?
40 plus?
Yeah.
I think it's over 50.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it depends on them. They won't take the boat out. You know, if you're going to charter a boat, they'd like to get – I mean, they're going to charge you the price of the boat.
Well, I'm just asking if it's somebody that we may know that has a big boat. Maybe kind of give
them
–
Well, it's not going to hold 50 people.
No.
Well, that's why I'm asking how many folks we're going to take, like eight people, 10
people?
Well,
it all depends. See, I'd have to put out an invite, you know, and then see how many people bite to it.
See how many people are interested.
Right,
you know?
Interested, and then, you know,
like all of the sponsors. And
say, everything. Say we limit the invitations to 40 people. Okay,
I got you.
And if we only get 20, then
we pay twice as much.
Yeah, yeah. See, because that boat's going to want what it normally gets for that amount of people on that charter.
There's some good boats that run out of St. Augustine. I know one of our sponsors, Sonny Lloyd. He has a good buddy that. He goes with offshore, I think, Mr. Frattle. Does that sound right? Sonny, if you're listening, give us a call. I think it's Don Frattle, I want to say.
Not familiar.
Yeah, he's got a big boat that they run offshore with. But I think we necessarily have people with big boats that we could probably, I don't know about hold 40 people, though, but I mean.
Yeah, yeah. These are strictly head boats. What's left in St. Augustine? Sea Love?
Sea Love
still down there?
I think that's it.
as far as head boats go.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And then you've got Fernandina. I'm sure there's some heads out of Fernandina, Daytona. You know, all the spots up and down on both sides. Everybody's got charts.
So, but here in Jacksonville, we got what, the Mayport Princess and the Majesty. Is that pretty much
it? I think that's it for head boats.
Yeah, that is.
What they do is they call you the night before just to confirm,
right?
You know, and say, "Hey, yeah, we're still going."
Yeah,
because I know last year they had to cancel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because of
why?
Yep.
Yeah, I had one and two locked up.
Well, we had planned
right in the back of the boat.
Yeah, we had planned it for my son-in-law when my daughter and son-in-law got married. That was his little bachelor party we were going to do. So he had his family come up from Tampa and everything, and we had everything ready to go when I got a call that night before. Joe, it's going to be too rough. We ain't going to make it.
I did the same thing when my son Dustin got married.
Yeah.
I took me, Jeff, and Dustin all went out on the boat. Got really nice snapper. Jeff caught like about a 25-pound grouper. So, yeah, wow. we had a good day.
As a matter of fact, speaking of in-laws, I'm taking Miss Terry's Selena and Daniel out next Wednesday.
So hang on, this is the answer to all my questions. I just need to get remarried so I can go fishing more.
Is that a married guy?
No.
Official?
Yeah.
No.
Joking.
Six strikes, you're out, baby.
Six. Yeah. Wow.
All right, let me throw this question back out there again. We forgot about it. On the inside of the last page of the Fishing Connection.
We haven't had an answer, have we?
Okay, the July issue. What is the name of the Minn Kota repair company listed on that page for a free Fishing Connection t-shirt?
Would that be right above Bueno Boatworks?
Bueno
right
Boatworks, yep.
Garden River Ranch?
Yeah, somewhere in that area. 904-296-2692.
And if you look really hard, there's also Dimitri Insurance.
That's Craig Van Brocklin.
Yeah. Knight Electric and Fat Cat Trailer Repair.
Yeah, Fat Cat's in there. Big Jim. Yep, Big Jim.
Got to get some work going. Call Big Jim.
Jim called last week, didn't he?
Yeah,
I think I heard him call in. Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, we talked to him about trailer repair
stuff. Something about people needed to figure out the difference between the trailers.
Well, he basically said that when you buy a boat, that if you buy a boat with a name brand trailer, like you buy a Ranger boat, that when you get a Ranger trailer... Or any other
those
brand.
Parts aren't readily available.
Right.
You can't just go out and get a part for this or for that.
An axle or something.
Yeah, spindle or axle.
Could take a couple of weeks to get in, and you're ready to go to the Keys next week.
Yeah, you're kind of at their mercy as far as when they get it to you, and it's more expensive too.
Right. So phone number 296-2692, area code 904. Gone Fishing Show in Jacksonville, Florida, on Sunny 102.3 FM. We're in studio today with Mr. Jeff Altman. I'll say Captain Don Taylor Jr.
Yes.
You are a junior, though. Huh?
I am, that's correct.
You're a junior.
Mm-hmm.
And Elizabeth Jr. Are you a junior?
No, I am not a junior.
You're a senior.
I'm not a senior yet.
Well, you're pretty close.
I am not.
I told you about the color of hairs I saw on top of that head this morning.
Yeah, beautiful and blonde.
Yeah, blonde. All right. 904-296-2692. I need a caller to tell me on the inside of the last page of July's Fishing Connection, what is the name of the Minn Kota repair company listed on that page for a free Fishing Connection t-shirt? 904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. 296-2692. Check us out at GoneFishingShow.com. There is no G in fishing. Stand by.
Greystone Kitchens better than the big box stores for your new cabinets and countertops? About 1,000,000%. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. We are 1,000,000% better for cabinets and countertops, and I can prove it. Better selection, styles, and options. 100% better. Any color you can imagine. 100% better. Faster turnaround and completion. 100% better. You get a hassle-free fun experience and a contractor that listens to you and brings your dreams to life. It all adds up to 1,000,000% better. For the first time ever, our quick cabinet and countertop makeover is on sale this month. We just got 2,000,000% better. Don't let a store clerk design or manage your project. Get Greystone Kitchens to do it, and you'll have me. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Find us at GreystoneKitchens.com. State licensed contractor, CRC 1330991.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
The boss is walking the aisles of the showroom floor. He sees a couple of scratched watercraft, dented motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides. Someone's gonna get the axe. It's the annual scratch and dent sale going on now at Jacksonville Power Sports. Save thousands store-wide on shiny new or even slightly blemished watercraft, motorcycles, ATVs, or even side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports, Atlantic Boulevard, half mile west of 295. Check out the carnage at JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 1330452.
Want thousands of people at your yard sale? Have it at Ramona Flea Market. Ramona Flea Market is open every Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5, and you can set up a yard sale for less money than it costs to print flyers. People come to Ramona Flea Market because of the great deals on clothes, toys, electronics, produce, and more. If you're wanting to sell anything from household items to having a booth for your business, come to Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295. Open Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 5. For information, call 786-3532.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EE, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483. Or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, welcome back.
Right.
Yeah, I think we got somebody on the line. Thank you for holding. John, let's get John on. How about it, John?
Hey.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Doing good. Doing good. I got the answer for you.
All right. Let's go with it.
Fish 307 jack.
That's correct.
Do it again.
Yeah, it's breaking up.
Yep, you're breaking up. Try it again.
I'm sorry. Fish 307 jack.
Fish 307 Jacks is the correct answer.
Ding, ding,
they
ding,
are
ding.
Your authorized Minn Kota dealer. They're located over there off of Mayport Road, headed towards the base on the left-hand side. You get a free T-shirt, my friend. Do you know where Rick's Bait and Tackle is in Jack's Beach?
I sure do.
All right. You stop by there anytime after tomorrow morning. Your shirt's going to be ready for you to pick up, my friend.
Hey, man, I appreciate it.
What size do you want? XL, large, medium?
I'll take a medium, please.
You want a medium. Okay.
Yes.
All right, my friend. Thanks a bunch.
Hey, not a problem. Have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. All right, John got that one. All right, you'll take it. Let me write this down.
All right. What's the next question you want to ask, Jeff?
Oh, you want to get next one out there?
Yeah.
What bait shop is located at 983 University Boulevard North?
Okay, yeah.
All right. What bait shop is located in Jacksonville, Florida at 983 University Boulevard North? The first caller with the correct answer gets a Gulp prize pack.
A Gulp prize pack?
Yes. All right, and that last one was John?
John. What you ought to do, I'm surprised we're not passing him over to the producer over there and having him just kind of take down their information just in case.
No, I've got it. It's no big deal. Okay. So they come in and see, I'll be at the shop tomorrow.
Okay. Joe's always got it figured out.
Yeah, I'll be at the shop tomorrow, and most of you.
We've got a phone call.
We got a caller?
Yes, we do.
All right, let's go with this caller. Oh, hello, go ahead.
What's going on?
Hey.
Oh, hi there.
That's a familiar voice. What's up there, boy?
Yeah, it's the Arlington Bait and Tackle, right?
Yeah, that's correct, my friend.
Yeah, I know about the bait shops because my buddy TJ Berry lives over there, and that's right there on the water. And then there's the one that's B&M, and then Rick's.
Wait,
there's not that many bait shops, so I had to think about it long and hard for a second.
And who is it?
Who's the shop on there?
It's Arlington Bait and Tackle, right there on
ABT.
The water. Like you go down.
ABT.
It's
Arlington.
Not on the water, ABT. Taylor.
Well, it's not on the water, but it's right over there. But that's the only one I know.
It's in the Town and Country Shopping Center.
Yeah, but that's the name of it, right?
Yes, it is.
That's correct.
You stop by.
That's what I thought.
You stop by tomorrow. Pick up your gold prize pack, boy.
All right. What about that? Do I get it out of the machine, or do I go and get it from y'all?
No, that we ain't got no machine no more.
I've seen that thing still out there.
It's still out there.
Yes, Taylor, your T-shirt will be in the machine waiting on you.
Oh, he's getting some
golf. No, he ain't getting a T-shirt.
He'll get a golf prize package. Yeah. So come on into the store tomorrow, and they'll make sure they hook you up.
All right.
You know, I saw that video on the Big Sugar thing, and they were talking about where the water and all that. You know, I was just thinking, if I throw trash on the ground, or if you were to go dump a bunch of tires in the woods, the law would prosecute you to the fullest extent. You'd get prison time, fines, and...
Right.
I just don't understand how these big, large companies can pollute the water and they're not in jail, though. Isn't that ridiculous?
Money,
buddy. All right, come by and pick up your gold prize back tomorrow, Taylor.
Have a good day.
Congratulations.
All right. We got another caller. You got a question?
No, I think we have... Hello.
We got another caller.
Hello.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Hey, this is Steve from the Great Jacksonville Kingfish.
There, Mr.
Captain.
Hey, Steve Thompson.
Hey, Captain.
I thought
Steve.
He'd be too busy to give us a shout.
Captain. He's never too busy.
No,
for
I
you.
Ain't never too busy.
You doing all right, Captain?
How you doing, Captain Steve?
Yes, sir. Doing great.
Good deal.
I see the award ceremony tomorrow is at 4:30.
Yeah, it starts at 4:30. We still got to get through today, though. They're fishing today to finish up. And
How's the weather out that way?
It's actually turned really nice right here inside. I think they had a little bit of rain come off. I don't think it was evil. Yesterday it was pretty rough off, you know, well offshore, and some of them big fish came from, you know, deep water, 50 miles out or something like that. And, so, you know, it's been a great way in.
Yes,
so
Steve,
far yesterday, and I already got three boats anchored up out here, and usually in tournament, the boats that come in early and anchor up, they either got big fish or, you know, something like that in there.
Right. Captain, let me ask you a quick question. Was there an incident out there the other day? I saw a post on Facebook, but you couldn't really tell, but it looked like somebody made contact with a check-in boat or checkout boat channeled out there. Did somebody run into it?
Yeah, we had a really hard outgoing tide yesterday.
Right.
And they bunched up on the checkout boat a little bit. And
that's what it was.
And when they got the turn, the guys started to turn and he run up the guy's anchor chain and it took about 5 minutes to get him untangled and get them all out of there. Just delayed us a little bit. We still checked all the boats out in about
good deal.
I don't know, 15-20 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Captain Steve, this is Captain Don Taylor. Let's just back up for a second. How about tell us how the tournament's going and kind of maybe let's back up to last weekend and move forward here with the dock tournaments and all that kind of stuff and talk about the sponsors and all that good stuff, if you don't mind. How about that?
Back a weekend ago, we had the Redfish tournament. We had a great turnout for the Redfish tournament. We had over 180-something anglers fish for the Redfish. We had big Redfish, and we had spots. And we also had a kayak division. Mm-hmm. It was a good success. We had, you know, two 7.47-pound redfish weighed, so, you know, one by time. And also on the kayak, we had 6.24 or something like that.
Right.
So, you know, that went off great. The anglers were great. The junior anglers fished Tuesday offshore, and while that was happening, we had a dock tournament here. And we had about 70 kids on the dock fishing for total length. We had a couple kids weigh 90 inches of fish. You know, we just, whatever they catch, just go weigh, measure it.
Yes, sir.
And it was a big time. I had my little 3-year-old grandson out here. So first bait in the water, he caught a 13-inch flounder. He caught a rat red.
Oh, I saw that flounder.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
That was awesome.
Good deal. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Gotta get them started young, you know.
Yeah, you got to get them going.
Sure do.
Well, I don't think they will have any problem going fishing.
right.
Then we had some good fish weighed on the junior day. Had several nice, 30-pound class fish weighed. I don't have the results.
I think the winner was like 44 something?
No, it was 36.
36?
36, and then we had 35, and I think a 32, and a 31. But those are great fish for
Yeah,
little kids.
Yeah. Hey, that's a little fish for anybody.
Nothing to be ashamed of. I'd be happy with those.
I would too. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So then, but they went through a heck of a storm. I mean, we went out here with 8 days of no rain, and you know how it becomes a pressure cooker. And when it comes, and it a lot of lightning and all. We had to delay the weigh-in for about an hour.
Right.
Some of them reported, blackout conditions at the end of the jetties, which is probably the most dangerous spot to come into.
Absolutely.
I still want to stay in the ocean and go up towards the beach, throw the anchor out or something like that.
Yep.
And ride it out. It's all coming from the west.
How about the Kings? You think they're on the beach or they're off?
No, there's been a good beach here. I mean, it's fantastic beach here. I fished Media Day last Wednesday and
I did too. I was injured that day, believe it or not.
Oh yeah. I fished a tournament last week in Ancient City. I had 15 kings on the beach at the Red Tops, and I had to leave them alone because they were all 18 to 20 pounders, not the one I was looking for.
Wow.
So the beach bite has been really, really good.
Yep.
There were a lot. Yesterday was first day of the weigh-in. There was a lot of small boats, small single-engine boaters, and I know they're not going 50 miles offshore, especially in the seas we had yesterday.
Right.
So so that tells you something. That tells you that those fish are on the beach.
And the thing is, Captain, is the pier this year, compared to years past. See, we usually at this time of the year have 40 to 50 on deck by this time.
Absolutely.
But there is no pier to catch them anymore. So those kings are coming up to the beach. You're coming up the beach. You're running up towards that pier, and they're going to go around the pier, and they're going, something ain't right here.
Ain't nobody trying to catch me.
So
they said, there's no bait here.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, so what's going on, man?
Hey, Captain Steve.
That pier was a fantastic barometer I used to keep up with. I got lots of friends that fish on me. Kings on the pier, and
right.
We'd be calling, John there at work being in now. He'd say, hey man, we called a couple today, and I'm saying, I know it. So
Trina used to call me the same way. Joe, how's it doing up there?
Yeah, absolutely. So. And that's a barometer, you can tell.
Captain Steve.
Get out there.
Hey, Steve.
Can you hold on for one quick second? We can get you on the other side of this break.
Absolutely.
All right, my friend. Thanks for holding. All right, Captain Steve Thompson's on hold. We're going to get into the last segment here in a short minute. Y'all stand by. I'll be right back.
Oh. Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com. No matter how well maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on the water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
There's nothing worse than pulling your boat down the road and your trailer gives way. That's why you need to call Jim Pritchard at the Fat Cat Trailer Store. Jim's been providing trailer repairs for over 20 years. Welding, bearing replacement, parts, and custom-made axles are all right here at Fat Cat Trailer. Your boat belongs in the water, not in the median. Call Jim at Fat Cat Trailer, 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat Trailer Service, near the Beach Boulevard Boat Ramp at 211 20th Street North, Jacks Beach.
Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, we're all back right for the last segment. We got Captain Steve Thompson on the line with the Greater Jacksonville Kingfish Tournament.
He's the chair out there.
And Captain Don wants to hook up with him on a few questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, Captain Steve, you there?
Yes, sir.
I was reading the results from yesterday. Now, you have a single-engine division and then a multiple-engine division. Is that right?
Yeah, we have a single-engine division and an open division and a ladies' division.
Okay.
We started the ladies' division this year. It's kind of a standalone tournament where they pay $25 and all the proceeds of that goes to the women's veterans group here in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all donated for that, and it's really cool. We give them a little pink hat, little goodie bag and all, and heck, we printed 75 numbers and
wow.
We ran out of numbers, so we That's had good. A lot of ladies respond to that. It's really great.
How many boats do you guys have this year?
we're over 275. I don't have an exact pound number.
Yeah, that's
you
fine.
Know, with the weather and all that, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad. Yeah,
actually, pretty good. It's still the biggest one around. A lot of factors in the tournaments that people will elect to fish or not. And this year, for the first time, we instituted boundaries. And that probably kept a few of the Southern boys out of the tournament, the Flagler people, because our boundary goes just south of Flagler Pier at 2930, and then goes all the way up to 3130. So some people don't like that, but, you know, it is what it is. And
that's right.
We have the tournament. You know?
Yeah, speaking of Flagler, they're pushing 50 on deck already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's
Kingfish.
There's some live bottom off Flagler there, and it's absolutely fantastic, and there's been some giant fish caught there this year.
Right.
That's cool.
Yep. Well, the record, still the record for the Jacksonville Beach Pier, for the new pier now, not the old one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's still 53 pounds, and that was the first king caught.
First one on the pier. Yeah, I remember.
And then his son caught the second one. Yep. Sure enough.
Good.
Hey, Steve, when I talked to you on Saturday, Steve, I thought for some reason you said that the awards were going to be on Saturday at 8 o'clock. Is that not right?
They start at 4:30. We'll start with the youth and you know, the doc tournament and all that, and then we carry right on up through and then this whenever however long it takes to get done. Usually it gets done 6:30 or 7, something like that, and then we have live entertainment the rest of the night.
Okay.
You know, this year the aggregate winner wins $10,000 cash, which is a great prize. The winner gets a $86,000 contender, 22-foot contender with a Yamaha and pelagic T-top and everything, and then the single engine winner wins a brand new 115 Yamaha outboard.
Wow.
And the rest of them after that are all cash and prizes, you know, mostly cash.
That's cool. Good deal.
Yeah.
Steve, off the top of your head, what was the most boats in this tournament throughout the years? 300, 400?
No.
They never got that high?
It was 1,000.
No, they boasted 1,000 before.
Yeah, 1,000.
Yeah.
That's when the big guys were there.
Yeah, that's back in the day.
That's where the big cigarette sponsors and stuff,
Exactly right. It was a different animal. When we were probably the only game in town. Nowadays, you can just about every weekend find a kingfish tournament somewhere throughout the
country. That's the Southern Kingfish
Association. And it just waters down the field. And, hey, you know, they do their thing. But we're still the granddaddy over here, and we're going to draw our numbers. I personally think that if we had 350 to 400 every year, that's just about all we're going to get in this area now. Because not every, you know, face it, when the recession and the snapper ban and the
fuel
and
costs and everything
$6
else,
gas
man.
Was there, people got out of the bigger boats and they went to bay boats and stuff. Yeah. So, you know.
I tell you what, Steve,
that's how it goes.
I saw on Facebook. I might have to get with you. You guys have to show me how to throw that cast net like you do.
I've been having fun with that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I tell you what, I used to travel around SK and fish all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever thrown a cast net in some of these South Florida canals, you won't put it in your mouth no more. You might do it once.
You
won't do it twice.
Yeah, I hate doing it now as it is,
No, you get up at 4 in the morning and cast net for mullet, load that thing in your mouth, and then that runs your day.
My mom told me when we were younger, we were throwing the cast net off the dock. She said, do not put that thing in your mouth. You know how much your father and I have spent on those teeth?
How many dentures have been lost over the years? You know?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Wow.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I saw this talk one time. Years and years ago, Steve Proctor was giving a seminar at a boat show for some reason. And I saw him. He kind of went through the motions of loading the cast net without putting it in your mouth. I said, I'm going to learn that. And I did. Mm-hmm. I said, I won't. And it's easy. I mean, I throw a 10, 12-foot cast net and open it up nearly every time just that same way.
Yeah, that's pretty cool looking. I'm about to,
I don't want to throw a 10, 12-foot cast net.
I was going to say, I don't want to throw it any times either.
Things are heavy. Yeah. I've got
Steve,
a 10-footer.
Steve, you have any sponsors you want to give a shout-out to before we let you go, buddy? I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, Lord, we got them all. Well, Simrad, Yamaha, Contender. We have a whole bunch of vendors over here that are putting on the show and displaying their wares.
The Iceman, all these guys are out there, man.
It's a good event, you know.
You got some food trucks out there this year?
No, we have a Kingfish Cafe and some guys over here cooking shrimp and hamburgers and fish and everything else, and they're staying busy, and they'll be right here through the weekend.
And you said you like the tents. You like the tent this year, huh?
we got a weigh-in tent over here, and it is the bomb. It is. I said, you know, we got a liner's tent, but people really can't sit in a liner's tent and then see their loved ones come in and weigh their fish. So
right.
I wanted to get them right next to the water. So I said, let's put a tent instead of pop-up tents for weigh-ins. Let's put a big tent. So put a 30 by 60 out there.
Mm.
And, man, and that storm, we just covered electronics up and went on about our business and rode right through it. And we got a big old 9x9 banner with all the sponsors. You see the guys holding their fist. That's a lot of sponsors on there. And
right.
We got that taken in front of the banner. Hey, it's perfect. It's for the fishermen. You know, everybody
Absolutely.
Wants their fish taken. And, you know, and we've got a little stage for them, and they're number one when they come in. And,
wow. Mm-hmm.
And that's what you got to do. You know, to keep the fishermen, you got to be fisherman friendly and be happy. Keep them fat and happy, you know.
Well,
that's
good right. luck with the tournament, my friend. I know it's going to turn out well. And look
yes,
forward
sir.
To next year.
Steve, thanks for calling, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
Have
Thank
a good
you.
Weekend.
And right. thanks for y'all's support too.
All right, my yes, friend, sir, thanks
no
a bunch.
Yes, we can't forget y'all. We gave away a Kakoo kayak for the
yep. That's sure, Rick. Rick gave away the kayak.
Yep.
Sure did.
Yeah. I would miss if I started driving the
off. Right.
All right, my friend. All right. Take care.
You guys have a great day.
See you tomorrow, Steve. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Please be safe out there on the water this weekend, and we will talk to y'all next week on the Gone Fishing Show. Good day.
Go.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.